The May 15th issue of the magazine The New Republic gets right to the point on the cover. Never again, it asks, in white text on a stark black background. It continues, what nonsense, again and again, is more like it. In Darfur, we are witnessing a genocide again. And again, we are witnessing ourselves witnessing it and doing nothing to stop it. Even people who wish to know about the problem do not wish to know about the solution. Most of this issue of The New Republic is devoted to genocide in Darfur. The magazine points fingers at many targets, including itself, for not addressing the crisis more aggressively, and it calls for U.S. military intervention. Franklin Foer is editor of The New Republic. He says he decided the magazine had to start making a lot of noise about Darfur.
This is just an issue for me that deserves to be a crusade for journalism, and it's one of these things where you feel like you just have to scream that hundreds of thousands of people are dying, and nobody seems to be taking the problem with the seriousness that it deserves.
You use the word crusade. Mm-hmm. Is that how you see what you're doing, a kind of activist journalism?
I do. I mean, and it's a word that turns people off sometimes to talk about issues in this sort of way. But, you know, I actually admire what Nicholas Kristof has done at the New York Times, where he took this issue that nobody else was talking about it, and he kept talking about it and kept talking about it and kept talking about it. And suddenly people started to take the problem more seriously. They were moved to act. And, you know, actually one of the interesting things about the Darfur genocide is that there is a reasonable amount of public consciousness about the genocide. There's a movement to stop the genocide. And what I really wanted to do was to consider some other policy solutions and to make sure that policymakers here were grabbed by the lapels. We accused the Bush administration of basically appeasing the Sudanese government, and we tried to document how, on occasion after occasion, the Bush administration let them proceed along the path towards genocide.
You do a certain amount of finger-wagging here at the administration. You also accuse the Democrats, the Muslim community, the international community, and specifically the UN.
That's right. There's a lot of blame to go around on this one, isn't there? And certainly the New Republic hasn't done enough on its own. But this is an active genocide, and the people who aren't doing enough to stop it deserve to be shamed.
If you're doing crusading, what's next? I mean, crusading is not just devoting a single issue, not just publishing a single editorial or a single set of articles. Where do you take this next?
Well, I think that we need to carry forward this policy debate about how to respond, what potential solutions we have available to us, what can we do to stop the problem. So that's what I want to do. Then I also think that there are ways in which we can tell the story of what's happening in Darfur in a way that maybe better encourages action. A lot of the perpetrators and the victims are kind of relatively nameless and faceless. But I think that who is the Milosevic? Who is the Hitler of this genocide? These people exist in Khartoum. And I think it's incumbent upon journalism to let people know who these figures are, to tell, you know, I want to tell the story in a way that helps produce action.
Franklin, have you been to Darfur?
No, I'd love to go.
Does this conflict touch you in some personal way? At what moment did you have an epiphany and realize that you wanted to devote more of your time and your energy and the magazine's resources to this issue?
Well, my mother was born in Poland right after World War II, and my family perished in the European Holocaust. And for me, it is very much a personal issue.
Franklin Foer, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you so much.
Franklin Foer is the editor of The New Republic. He joined us in our Washington studio.